Today's contestants are a freelance editor, originally from Santa Cruz, California, Aaron Fernandez. A law student from Fountain Valley, California, Zach Jones. And our returning champion, a legal technology professional from Los Angeles, California, Ryan Hemmel, whose one day cash winnings totaled $20,001. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. Happy Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. You know, in spite of what America and the rest of the world is experiencing right now, there are many reasons to be thankful. There are more and more people extending helpful hands to do a kindness to their neighbors, and that's a good thing. Keep the faith. We're going to get through all of this, and we will be a better society because of it. All right, Aaron and Zach, welcome aboard. Let's go to work, fellas. Here are the categories for the three of you. TV sports mix, right up your alley. Art and artists, more than one meaning. Crime and punishment talk. Hey, it's like Maine on your wedding day. Ryan, off you go.
I'll take TV sports mix for 200.
Part 6 of Ken Burns' documentary about this sport is appropriately titled The National Pastime. Ryan?
What is baseball?
That's it.
TV sports for 400.
This documentary series follows the Chicago Bulls during their 1997-98 title run, their sixth in the decade. And that is called The Last Dance. Great series. Ryan?
More than one meeting for 400.
A final resting place, or serious and dire, like a final resting place. Ryan?
What is grave?
That's it.
Crime and punishment for 200.
To be sent to the hole while in prison is to get this extra type of punishment. Aaron?
What is solitary confinement?
You're on the board now.
Crime and punishment for 4.
The 8th Amendment forbids excessive this. The cash type has been eliminated in some jurisdictions. Ryan?
What is a bail?
Yes, that's right.
Crime and punishment for 600.
It used to mean pleasantness of weather. Today it means mercy, such as a pardon by a political leader. Aaron?
What is clemency?
Yes.
Crime and punishment for 8?
A 1986 law criminalized this activity, routing money through third parties to hide the illicit source. Ryan?
What is money laundering?
Good.
Crime and punishment for 1,000.
Going up the river originally meant being sent to this prison, north on the Hudson River from New York City. Aaron?
What is Sing Sing?
Correct.
More than one meaning for 6.
A body of water with port facilities, or to give shelter to a fugitive. Aaron?
What is harbor?
Yes.
More than one meaning 800.
Clamor, or what you strike a shuttlecock with. Aaron?
What is racket?
Yeah.
More than one meaning for 2.
Unvarying, or a horse house. Zach?
What is stable?
Yeah.
Let's do art and artist, 200.
Robert Delaunay introduced vibrant color into cubism and is known for his series of paintings of this French structure. Zach?
What is the Eiffel Tower?
You got it.
Art for 4.
Some scholars suggest that Leonardo da Vinci disguised himself as a woman for this portrait, also known as La Gioconda. Zach?
What is Mona Lisa?
Good.
Art for 6.
Mauritshuis, a museum in this seat of Dutch government, is home to Girl with a Pearl Earring and the Goldfinch. Zach?
What is Amsterdam?
Nope. Ryan?
What is The Hague?
That's it.
Art and artist for 8.
Bert Morisot's brother-in-law. He influenced the Impressionists with works like Luncheon on the Grass. And that artist's name is Edouard Manet. Edouard Manet. All right, break time for us. Back in a moment. Aaron Fernandez is a freelance editor from Santa Cruz, California. Aaron, you and I have something in common. Because of my medical condition, I have pretty much lost my sense of smell. And you have also, but because of a...
I was in an accident that caused a skull fracture, and it killed off a lot of the olfactory nerves, but there were enough left that I can still taste. So...
And you enjoy cooking a lot.
Yes, very much so.
And the sense of smell is most important in doing that.
Yes, and it's starting to come back.
Okay, good for you. Zach Jones is a law student, and
For a brief moment, it says here, you were the highest person not in an aircraft in the contiguous United States.
Yes.
Where were you?
Yes, a few years ago, I was fortunate enough to be able to climb Mount Whitney with my girlfriend and her brothers. So.
Just the little group?
Yeah, just a few of us.
How long did it take to get there?
3 days.
Three days.
The back route, yeah.
Okay, so you are a mountain climber.
I guess so.
Yeah, good for you. All right, Ryan Hemmel is our champion. He's an avid poker player, and you, your wife, and your best friend all met in class the same time.
Yeah, that's correct. My freshman year of college, we were actually all in the same dorm. And then, you know, we became really close friends, and he ended up marrying us in Greece in 2017.
In Greece?
Yep, that's correct.
Hey, that's not a bad place to go for a wedding. All right, right now, pick up your signaling device. Make a selection as we continue, please.
I'll take TV Sports Mix for $600.
This state's Dillon Panthers were the focus of Friday Night Lights. Zach.
What is Texas?
Yes.
TV Sports 8?
Ontario locals in the comedy Letterkenny go to pracky, meaning practice for this sport. Ryan.
What is hockey?
Yep.
TV Sports for $1,000.
On this HBO show, Dwayne Johnson played former gridiron star turned financial manager Spencer Strassmore. Zach.
What is ballers?
You got it.
Let's do art, $1,000.
Answer there, the Daily Double. All right. And you are in position to take the lead away from Ryan and Aaron, who are tied.
Let's make it a true Daily Double, Alex.
Okay, for a $400 lead, if you are correct. This artist called his New York studio The Factory.
Who is Andy Warhol?
You got him, and you have the lead. Slow start and coming on strong.
More than one meaning, 1,000.
A yarn interlacing machine, or to impend, perhaps on the horizon. Aaron.
What is loom?
Loom, good.
Wedding day for two.
A true MVP, an unwed MOH, short for this, plans the bridal shower, answers guest queries, and yes, hits the dance floor. Zach.
It was a maid of honor.
That's right.
Wedding four?
MarthaStewart.com says if you don't go for tossing this item, maybe hand it to the couple wed the longest. Aaron.
What is the bouquet?
Yes.
Wedding day for six.
Presidential speechwriter David Litt said for a speech by the guy with this title, keep things positive and don't upstage the newlyweds. Ryan.
What is the best man?
Right.
Wedding for 800.
Watch out if the small child with this two-word job of toting small items down the aisle mutters about, my precious. Ryan.
What is the ring bearer?
Yes.
Wedding for 1,000.
A page boy may carry this item trailing behind the bride, but someone else floofs it at the altar. Ryan?
What is her train?
Yes.
Maine for 200.
The metro area of this city in Maine has 66,000 people. The same named city in Oregon has 2.2 million. Zach?
It was Portland.
Correct.
Four?
In 2012, one of these critters caught off Rockland was 27 pounds. With all the weight in the claws. Aaron.
What is a lobster?
Yes.
600?
Be aware that Maine's tiny international airport in this city handles hundreds of unexpected flight diversions. Ryan.
What is a banger?
Yep.
800?
A mainstay in the clothing business. He said, outdoor recreation, such as hunting and camping, has added years to my life of 94 years. Zach.
Who is L.L. Bean?
He's the one.
1,000?
Cape Porpoise and Goose Rocks Beach are part of this town that George Bush's family called Summer Home. And that town is Kennebunkport. All right, close game. $4,800 showing for Zach, who's in third place. You trail Ryan, our leader, by just $1,400. And you're going first in Double Jeopardy, so think about that. We'll start the round after this. Another very close game underway today. Time now for the Double Jeopardy round, and Zach, here are the categories. This will sound familiar. Are you smarter than a 5th century raider? Followed by big adjectives. Movie quotes. Best-selling nonfiction. Zoology, and finally, Eagle Scouts. Start us.
Gotta do Eagle Scouts for four.
On his way to Eagle Scout, this future Jaws director made a short film to earn his photography merit badge. Aaron.
Who's Spielberg?
Yes.
Zoology for four.
Pigs wallow in the mud to cool themselves because they don't have functional ones of these glands in their skin. Brian.
What are sweat glands?
That's it.
Zoology for 1200.
It's the term for when a whale jumps out of the water, though scientists aren't sure why they do it. Ryan.
What is breaching?
That's what it's called.
Movie quotes for 800.
Episode 3.5. I'm one with the Force. The Force is with me. Ryan.
What is Rogue One?
Correct.
Are you smarter than a 5th century raider for 800?
In what's now this country, Emperor Skandagupta battled raids by the Hunas, Huns, but further east. Ryan.
What is India?
Yes.
Raider for 1200.
These non-Angles came to Britain at the invitation of King Vortigern, who was trying to stop raiding by the Picts. Ryan.
Who are the Normans?
No. Aaron.
Who are the Saxons?
You are right.
Raider for 1600.
Answer.
There you go.
And you're a shade off the lead. You trail by 1600.
Let's go for 2000.
2000, all right. In the year 439, the Vandals captured this African city, once Rome's rival, and used it as a base for raids across the Mediterranean.
What is Carthage?
Carthage is right. And you have 8600.
Raider for 4.
Around the year 420, Irish raids on Britain carried off corn, cattle, and this young future Irish super saint. Zach.
Who's St. Patrick?
Yes.
Big adjectives for?
It comes before mouse in the name of an animated character of great strength and courage. Ryan.
What is a mighty?
Yes.
Big adjectives for 800.
This adjective was used to designate the head inquisitor in 15th century Spain. Ryan.
What is grand?
Good.
Zoology for 800.
Like cows, goats and sheep also have this suspended organ that produces milk. Aaron.
What is an udder?
Correct.
Movie quotes for 4.
An animated hit. Maui always has time for his fans. Zach.
What is Moana?
Moana, yeah.
Eagle Scouts 8?
For 3 months, this wealthy ex-mayor and Eagle Scout was a candidate for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. Aaron.
Who is Buttigieg?
No. Ryan.
Who is Bloomberg?
Michael Bloomberg, yeah.
Best-selling nonfiction for 1600.
The inspirational Can't Hurt Me is by David Goggins, an endurance athlete and retired one of these elite members of the Navy. Aaron.
What are the SEALs?
SEALs, yes.
Movie quotes for 12.
Okay, let me tell you the difference between Facebook and everybody else. We don't crash, ever. Zach.
What is the social network?
Good.
Big adjectives 12.
This big adjective can also be the military rank below lieutenant colonel. Aaron.
What is major?
Good.
Big adjectives for 1600.
This adjective was also the name of an elephant owned by P.T. Barnum. Aaron.
What is jumbo?
Right.
Adjectives for 2.
This adjective comes from ancient statues, like the one depicting the sun god Helios, and said to be more than 100 feet high. Ryan.
What is colossal?
That's it.
Best-selling nonfiction for 1200.
Here's a post. This author and commentator from Greece topped the list in 2014 with Thrive. Ryan.
Who is Huffington?
Arianna Huffington, yes.
Zoology, 1600.
And so there, the Daily Double. And you're back in the lead with a $400 margin over Aaron.
5,400.
54, all right. Stony corals build up their skeletons by drawing in this metallic element from salt water and secreting limestone around their bodies.
What is calcium?
Calcium, yes. You got it.
Movie quote, 1600.
Here we go, Wilson. You don't have to worry about anything. I'll do all the paddling. Ryan.
What is Castaway?
Yes, fun film.
Raider for 2000.
Attila raided his way deep into the Balkans and was only stopped at this pass where the Persians were stopped in the 400s B.C. Zach.
What is Thermopylae?
That's it.
Eagle Scouts, 12.
In advice to new Eagle Scouts, this Eagle Scout and host of Dirty Jobs wrote, "A scout is clean, but not afraid to get dirty." Zach.
Who is Mike Rowe?
Mike Rowe is the man, yes.
Eagle Scout 16.
In 1982, William DeVries was way past a first aid merit badge when he implanted the first permanent artificial this in a patient. Zach.
Was a heart?
Yeah.
Eagle Scouts 2.
This current Supreme Court justice, appointed by Clinton, was already an Eagle Scout at age 12. Zach.
Who is Breyer?
Stephen Breyer, yeah.
Zoology 2.
the equivalent of a human knuckle. This F word is the protruding joint at the back of a horse's leg, above the hoof. And the F word is fetlock. Zach.
Best-selling nonfiction, 2000.
British soldiers accused of the Boston Massacre needed a defense lawyer, and this future president under fire tells the tale. Ryan.
With John Adams.
Right.
Movie quotes, 2000.
Carpe diem, seize the day, boys. Make your lives extraordinary. Ryan.
What is a Dead Poet Society?
Correct.
Nonfiction for 8.
Say Nothing by Patrick Radden Keefe examines the historic troubles in this smallest of the 4 UK political divisions. Zach.
What is Northern Ireland?
That's it. Now the last clue. Dwayne Chapman, also known as this, the title of an A&E show, was a number one best-selling author in 2007 with You Can Run, But You Can't Hide. And that would be Dog the Bounty Hunter. All right, impressive as the score by Ryan, 24,400, the game is not a runaway. Somebody's going to wind up with a lot of money today, and that's good news for us. Final Jeopardy subject? Religious words. Think about it. Make your wagers. Back in a moment.
The Geico Gecko was in two places at once, the city of Bristol, shared by these two states. What are Virginia and Tennessee? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Interesting subject for our final today, religious words. Gentlemen, here's your clue. This sacred syllable is sometimes said to be composed of sounds representing Vishnu, Shiva, and Brahma. 30 seconds. Good luck. Probably the shortest response any contestant had to write in Final Jeopardy. We'll come to Aaron first. He was in third place with 13,000, played well, and wrote down what is Om correct. Your wager, sir, 13,000. You're in the lead with 26,000. Over to the man in the middle now. Zach, I worried about you at the beginning of the game. You started so slowly and then slowly built up, and you came up with a correct response. Good for you. And your wager. Impressive, 13,001. You are now in the lead with 27,401. Over to Ryan, had 24,400. Big lead. Did he get the right answer? He did. And did he risk a lot? No, just 4,401. But that takes him to 28,801. And he remains champion with $48,802. What a game. Gosh, we've had some good ones this week. Thanks, fellas. We'll see you all tomorrow. And again, happy Thanksgiving.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.
During COVID, that means more hours staring at screens. Seven's on your side with an expert, sharing tips to help parents disconnect their kids from screen time overload. Monday on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, followed by Good Morning America.